When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, looks out for you, keeps comforting you. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that your mental health gets better and that your situation clears up day by day. I pray that you have more of a merry heart and more joy. And I pray that you stay on the narrow path and you keep fighting a good fight and pressing on and keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Now, today's message is going to be a continuing reading of the book of Genesis. And we stopped after chapter 36 talking about Esau's bloodline. So we're going to continue the journey of Jacob and onward towards Joseph. Later down Genesis, but sticking to Joseph in Genesis chapter 37, all right? So it's always important to understand the history of Israel and the history of how God made us as a people, tribe-wise, lineage-wise, culture-wise, or what have you. And it's always important to obey the Lord and to obey his law, statutes, and commandments, and to hear his voice and hearken to it. You know what I mean? To always seek the Lord and seek his will. You know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they always seek the Father's will. They always honored God with everything that they did. They always built pillars and tabernacles and places of worship towards the Lord. Amen. So let us always honor God in everything that we do. Let us always give a tenth of what we have of our possessions. Let us always give our first fruits. And let us always bring more people to the Lord as well. All right. Let's have a gathering about it. Amen. All right. So I'm going to continue this reading of the book of Genesis. Then I'm going to close out. Then I'm going to end with the prayer. And then end with the priestly blessing. All right. So stay blessed, y'all. And here we go. All right. Genesis chapter 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, to his brothers, and they hated him yet even more, hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made abstinence to my sheaf and bowed down to mine." And his brother said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, they bowed down to me." And he told it to his father, and he told it to his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and my mother and I, brethren and brothers indeed, come to bow down ourselves towards you to the earth?" And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Do not thy brothers feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them." And he said unto him, "Here am I." And he said unto him, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, I seek my brothers, tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the men said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brothers and found him in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer is coming. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid of him out of their hands to deliver him to his fathers again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brothers, they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat out of his many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brothers, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh. And his brothers were content. Then there passed by the Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned to the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned unto his brethren, and said, the child is not, and I whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave until my son mourning. This his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. So as we see here in the book of Genesis chapter 37, it really brings up the story of Joseph. Yeah, excuse me, my bad. So as you can see in the book of Genesis chapter 37, you saw the story of Joseph being introduced and how he had these dreams and his brothers hated him, but his father loved him a lot. So that caused a lot of division, a lot of strife, a lot of envy and jealousy and whatnot, you know, a little family feud. And Joseph was a very arrogant man, very boastful. So when you're a boastful person like that, that's always going to rub people off the wrong way. And Joseph just kept telling him, his brothers, how he would rule over them and how he would be above them. And of course, they didn't take it lightly. So they put matters into their own hands. You know what I mean? And you see the story of Joseph and how it played out. And he ended up being sold into Potiphar. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy overall how one minute you could just be around your family, one second, the next minute you under bondage by your own brothers, by your own family, right? But all in all, it just shows how crazy it can be when people get betrayed or get turned on by their own family or close folk. And all in all, how people can still navigate through life, through those hardships, how they could still have a story to tell through it. You know what I mean? You know, it just shows that whenever God shows you something, don't always rub it in people's face. You know what I mean? Always kind of keep it to yourself and just honor it. You know what I'm saying? Be circumspect about it. But certain cases, when God does show you or tell you something, sometimes you just can't keep your mouth shut about it. You have to go and tell somebody, right? But you got to remember, at the time, Joseph was 17. So this man was a teenager. When you a teenager, that's like, yo, that's like the most time period of where you would be very egotistic or just big headed and just, you know, delusional, like, you know, just whimsical and all that. But all in all, Joseph endured hardship, and we're going to go more into the story of Joseph later on throughout Genesis. I just want to keep it kind of short and sweet and simple for now, because, you know, just one of those days, you know what I mean? So I'm just like super, super exhausted and tired right now. So I just want to just read just one chapter of Genesis 37, and it will continue to pick off from there, you know. So I just want to just put in the intro for now and then go more into detail layer by layer as the series keeps going. So just a very, very short, quick Bible study session, and just wanted to make sure that everybody listen. I hope that all of y'all are okay, man. You know what I mean? I hope all y'all are right and hanging in there. We don't really know what we're all dealing with or going through, but we know that the Lord brings us through, amen. And we know that the name of the Lord is a righteous, is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe, amen. So all in all, there's just so much going on in the world, and we got to always just lean on the Lord and lean in his word, amen. Because our faith is what's going to get us through all these hardships. You know, better decision-making, putting God first, and just really staying on the narrow path is going to keep us away from all these troubles and vices out here. And whenever the enemy's devices do pull up, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. So just wanted to give that out real quick and just hope y'all strong and solid out there. Amen. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Atoning Sacrifice for our sins, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Author of Life, the Author of Salvation, the Beginning and the End, the Beginning of Creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed and Only Potentate, the Blessed and Only Ruler, the Branch, the Bread of God, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Capstone, the Captain of Salvation, the Chief Cornerstone, the Chief Shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, the Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel, hallelujah, amen. He is the King of Kings, amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, yes, Yahweh Shai, yes, Elohim, the consuming fire, yes, the sustainer, the sufficient one, amen, the rock. Yes, he is the Father of lights. He is the Father of the fatherless. Amen. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelator, the Righteous One. Yes, he is the Righteous Branch. He is the perfect example. He is the Revelator, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Yah, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yahweh Shai, the Word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of the True and Almighty Living God. Amen. The Word of Life. He is the Word. Amen. And we touch and agree. We serve an awesome Creator and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, healed, redeemed. Yes. You have a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. Yes. You will love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, and might, and strength. And you will love your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. You will obey the law, stringent of the commandments, and you will obey the gospel. You will know the Lord better and keep serving him and keep making him happy. You are not just a servant of Christ. You are a friend. Jesus calls us a friend. Amen. Yes. So there you have it. All right. So just a quick little Bible study, just a little reflection on the story of Jacob and Joseph and the connection there. And we're going to dive more deep into it. Amen. So that's that, y'all. All right. So I hope y'all staying strong and solid out there. All right. So here we go. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized. You start your life with the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. And I just hope that the Lord cures your depression, that he cures your brokenheartedness. He cures your loneliness. I pray that he cures your anxiety. I pray that you have no more feelings of regret or sadness or sorrow or homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, or anger or stress. I pray that the Lord gives you a merry heart and a refreshed soul. I just hope that the Lord gives you more joy and abundance. And I just hope that you could get through the day better. I pray that you have a good night's sleep, that the Lord puts the spirit of rest on you, and you have a sweet sleep in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I love to do is send you off with a priestly blessing. Amen. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.